Hey everyone, welcome to the latest of the Overboard Network's Below Deck podcast. Tonight, we're talking Below Deck Med, Season 8, Episode 12, titled Sink or Swim. In tonight's episode, a guest member breaks a boundary. The crew throw what seems like a pretty nice birthday party for the guests, and Kyle throws what seems like a pretty nice pity party for himself. Lily simply cannot do anything right. She just can't find her sea legs. She's viewed as dead weight by the end of this episode. That's a tough look. A record 5 people run plates for a dinner. So Sean, we got a record. We start to see what happens here in this episode when you just run a crew hard for, 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks. It does feel like we're getting to the dog days of this season. You know, people are starting to feel the impact of these long days here. You know, obviously they could just not go out one night and get a good night rest and probably be fine, but we wouldn't be here if that was the case, Sean. So we're glad they don't. This did have a different tone of this episode, I feel like, Sean. Like I mentioned, the dog days, I feel like we're getting to the kind of the end of this season a little bit, and it kind of picked it up pretty quickly, because I feel like 3 episodes ago I was saying how this season was feeling like it's never going to end. So obviously we've got the holidays coming up, and with Christmas and New Year's on a Monday, I don't know when we're going to have the next episode after next week, I guess. I don't know if we're going to do next Monday and then not have an episode for 2 weeks. Maybe they have a marathon on the first that culminates in a new episode on New Year's Day. I guess we'll just have to like wait and see, but we might be in a position here where we only have 3 or 4 episodes left.
Yeah, I would say definitely not Christmas. Maybe New Year's. I remember one time The Bachelor premiered on New Year's Day. And I thought that was like, whoa, are you guys allowed? And they still did. That was back when The Bachelor was hot, and they still did it and it worked. So we could be New Year's Day, but yeah, definitely not Christmas. Yeah, John, different tone. Maybe we just start here. Is everyone just being way too impatient with Lily, or is she just that bad? Because, like, she's a green stew. I know I think she embellished her resume a lot, saying she ran Wimbledon and stuff like that. But whatever. There's a lot of, she's the third or the fourth stew. That's a entry level position. What, like, everyone's just being so short with her all the time. I mean, Kyle for a myriad of reasons, but I mean, Jess and Toomey too are just being pretty mean to her. They freak out about her having an iPad writing down notes. There weren't enough notes on there to justify it, but like the act itself wasn't that big of a deal. Is Lily getting a fair shake?
I think at this point in the season, like, tensions are just pretty high, and it's really tough to give anyone a full shake. Like, you need to just get in there and start running. And yeah, Lily needs to write down 4 numbers on her hand or something. I do think what's pretty tough is she was probably like, oh, I'm going to look really good by putting some notes down in my iPad and carrying it around. And then it turns into, Lily, what are you, like, TikToking on this damn thing? So that's like a tough look for her. I think she's probably a victim of her circumstance in that situation where they just don't have time to train right now. They're in the middle of charter. It's back-to-backs. It's tough for her. You know, I think she kind of jumped in towards the end of one charter and then had a night out, and now she's on this charter. So it's like, I don't even know if she was barely through one full charter before it was already determined she's dead weight. I don't know how anyone can make that determination that quick or be that bad.
Yeah, look, she's not good. She's objectively bad at her job. Have you seen, like, Daisy never has this problem. Like, Daisy's, like, very fine training stews. I think I remember a couple seasons ago, she did, like, beds and heads with Allie.
Mm-hmm.
But somehow they figured it out where, like, dinner still ran well and everything.
And there's only 3 stews.
Yeah, right. And this boat has 4 stews. The problem is, Kyle and Jess love to complain. And I'm not sure about Toomey anymore. I'm not like, she's good at her job, and like, she's good at being a stew. I don't know. There's some mistakes here. I guess that could kind of lead to we sort of get the resolution of Luka getting in trouble for having all three deckhands on break while he drove the I already forgot there was a mentalist last week, while he drove the mentalist home. And Luka explained himself, and Sandy ultimately took Luka's side. What did you think of that?
So I kind of have it both ways on this one. So one, I think if Luka was going to be off the boat and have three people down, I think he probably should have told Sandy or told somebody like,
right,
hey,
yeah.
I'm the only one. I'm the only one up. Just so like, listen, not, I don't think there's a time when like one of them has to be doing something at all times, but just so she has the heads up, because if I'm interior, I think I'm so reliant upon exterior now, like helping all the time, that like, I guess what I'm trying to say is I think exterior is doing their job and they're doing interior's job.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it's really tough. I mean, I take Luca's side at the end of it, because you don't need two people doing beds. That's the problem. And this is something I want to talk about, Sean. I actually think you need to pull Lily in to do service. And I'm not talking like be the main person there. I'm just talking the person helping, because you can run plates. That's easy. You can do some of the super small things. But if I need you to do really detailed work in the bedrooms and in the bathrooms, and I don't have time to show you, then it's really tough. I think you just need to pull Lily into like the easier tasks, because I know this sounds dumb, but doing beds and doing bathrooms isn't easy. It's too meticulous.
It's not easy for her. Yeah, I think you're right about the Luka situation. I think it's just standard procedure. There's one deckhand up and like ready at all times on the boat, right? It's like a safety thing, or if there's an emergency or something. But yeah, to me, that was just poor. What's the word? Delegating, but to me, poor delegating. Yeah. I don't know. I thought it was a big word, but here we are. Because you don't, like, Lily's never going to figure out beds at this point. But she's an extra hand. That's all you literally need for dinner. Yes. And really, she could have shadowed Jess during turndowns. And then they radio Lily. Oh, we're taking the first course out. You go back to beds. Taking the second course out. Come to the galley. Like, you really need her for, like, a few minutes here and there. And like, it's not that big of a boat. She can make her way to the galley from like the bedrooms. Like, that's not that big of a deal.
Yeah. Let me also ask you, what was Kyle doing at this time? You have Kyle, you have Toomey. Why do you need like three people to run plates?
Yeah.
Four people to run plates. It's crazy.
Yeah. There weren't that many guests in most. Jen, I can carry three plates in my hands.
No big deal.
No big deal. I've been a server for a long time. Maybe it's not super professional, and I know you have to open like a screen or door sometimes, so they got to figure that out. But like, only one person needs to open that door. I don't know. I'm surprised Interior made like such a big deal about it.
Yeah.
And ultimately, proud of Sandy for kind of figuring that out and placing the blame on Toomey. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, it just seems we've got three. It sounds like, what, two, three charters left. So I'm guessing Lily probably stays. I think she probably just gets her act together. She gets the hang of it. But I mean, it's going to be like super simple stuff. Or like, Toomey's going to have to move it around. But honestly, I'm not overly impressed with Toomey this season.
Me either. What does Lily stay? I don't know, man. Sandy likes to fire people. She really does. Besides Kyle, weirdly, doesn't like to fire him, but everyone else. And Toomey hates her. Jess hates her. It could happen. As far as Toomey, yeah, I completely agree. I was giving her the benefit of the doubt most of the season, but she's just not coming off great on camera this season. Like, her personality is not translating that well, I think, with this crew, really, at all. And, like, we could blame her. Like, we could blame Kyle and Nat and Lily and Captain Sandy all day, but some of it is her. Like, I don't really want her back next season as the Chiefs do. I want them to go with someone else. I think Timmy could have worked on Blood Down Under because she was great on that show.
Yep.
She was great with Captain Jason. But I think a lot of people are great with Captain Jason. And Isha's got that corner covered.
Yeah, and I think it's interesting because I feel like there are some stews that, like, all the guests just fall in love with. Like, they all love Daisy, they all love Aisha. And I just don't know why necessarily, like, you know, maybe it's just like the personality is not clicking. She's good at her job, but is she great for TV? Like, she's not great on Nights Out. She's not, and these are all things that, like, she's probably really good at her job. Just like, how's it coming across on TV for entertainment purposes? I'm just not getting there.
Yeah, like, obviously it's not, a lot of it isn't her fault. Like, it's not her fault that she's not attracted to any of the guys. Right. And, or that she's really, like, I guess she's friends with, like, Kyle and stuff, but I don't know. Is she having fun? Doesn't seem like she's having that much fun.
It doesn't seem like she's having that much fun, but also, as the Chiefs do, you're the one that's kind of setting the tone for everything. So, like, night one, Daisy, Gary, they're like, let's drink and let's go into the hot tub. Great TV, you know? We haven't seen, like, a team hot tub in a long time.
Oh, no. That barely ever. And, yeah, John, I think more to your point, she's just not the main character of the season. No. And Natalia being gone has been kind of weird.
Yeah.
Because she got all the screen time. And I think Toomey's better as a supporting player, just from a TV sense.
Yeah. But,
I mean, that's...
It's really hard to kind of like anyone in interior. Now, like, there's people you can hate in interior, but, like, I guess Jessica's, like, the most likable. It's tough.
If she has to show somebody how to do something, she freaks out.
I know.
She got mad at her girl, Brooke, night one.
Oh, yeah, because Brooke just couldn't do everything.
So, I don't, yeah, Captain Sandy very rarely has a likable interior team, and this season's no different. So,
yeah. You want to talk Kyle for a minute or two?
Yeah, kind of a quiet episode from him, but also not.
Yeah, so Kyle's getting, the synopsis I kind of came to on Kyle is he's getting really emotional that he has to keep defending himself to everyone as not the bad guy, but he doesn't realize that he's basically been the bad guy the entire season. So he's just kind of being the victim. He loves being the victim, throwing a pity party. He's like, I'm just so tired. I'm so exhausted. This is so draining. All the drama and negativity on board. It's like, dude, you're the one who brought this.
I think he has another, like, health episode next week.
he's taking a personal day.
Of course he does. So Lily apologizes to him for some reason I'm still confused by. And he barely accepts the apology. And he's still like, my guard's still up. And he's still very mad at Jack.
Yeah, Jack's just living rent-free in his head, man.
Yeah, and then I love when they the night out was Kyle like, gives like a speech like, hey, I'm very emotional. So if I offend someone tonight, I'm sorry. I think does Jack just tell him to calm down?
And yeah.
Perfect. Like exactly the thing Kyle needs to do. Kyle gets mad, but then they kind of make up for a second.
He does, and then Kyle will have like three drinks and then he'll start yelling at somebody.
Yeah. Just wait until next week. Kyle's gonna be mad again.
Yeah. Apparently he takes a personal day on the next episode. You want to talk about the dude that, like, what was his name? Amish? So he's just walking throughout the boat. He literally finds the least interesting area of the boat to, like, walk through. It's like, dude, why are you hanging out in the mess? You have, like, a beautiful decks above. to go to. And he's like, no, I want to hang here. These bunk beds look fun. This is me.
I feel like the times in my life when I've been very drunk, I was never doing weird stuff. I know, like, I don't know. There's something inside of me, even when I was that plastered, to like not open people's doors.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I've done some dumb stuff, but I would say that going into the one area you can't go in. I think he did it like listen, I'm not apologizing for him, but like I don't think he had any malice. Like it was like,
no,
oh my god,
no.
Oh my god, they opened the doors on those people. They opened the doors on the girls. I'm like, all right, man. Like, yeah,
Kyle,
I mean, he didn't have a. He, Kyle told like the story odd that made it look like the dude had intentions. Like,
yeah,
I'm not saying he shouldn't have been there. He totally should not have been there. But like, he basically opened the door and he was like, oh, sorry.
We don't need to get him on a sex offender registry list, Kyle.
That's what I mean. Like, that's all I'm saying.
Now, I will say, Luca had absolutely no time for this guy, and like yells at him, and like. Which I'm pretty sure you're not supposed to, only the captain's supposed to yell at like a guest. And he just goes, get out of here, man. It's their personal space. And like, go to bed. And respect. That's what you sort of had to tell that guy. He wanders around more. He falls on the stairs and almost gets kicked off. But
yeah, I think he was just the victim of being the seventh. Well, he was the victim of getting too drunk, obviously. But he was also like the odd man out. Like, I guess his friend was supposed to be there that didn't come with him. So it was supposed to be like a buddy to hang out with. So everybody was partnered up or coupled up and he was just kind of chilling. So he got too drunk. Not a good look for him. So bad for the DDS community.
I honestly, it would have made more sense if he like asked Luca to like go to drive him ashore and go to a bar with him or something, right? Yeah. Like I'm guessing Amish is a single guy.
Yeah,
he was probably, who knows what he was looking for, but it wasn't going to happen wandering around the boat. So
yep, that makes sense. all right. I really don't have that much more, Sean. I feel like this was a pretty, the opera singer at the end was pretty cool. I
that
couldn't tell
was
if it, was it a violin?
I believe so.
I'll tell you, when I was in fourth and fifth grade, we had, you could pick from violin, viola, cello, and bass.
Yes. Oh, was trombone? No, trombone's a,
that was like when you got into
that's a
band.
That's a woodwind. Okay.
Yeah, yep. That was when you got into band. This was just for,
that's correct,
the strings. I'll tell you, I haven't seen a viola since viola. I haven't seen one of those things since fifth grade. Is it just the violin's like ugly stepsister?
That was very fun. Yeah. So we both went to the same school district. So everyone in our school district in fifth grade, I think the music teacher would go around and measure everyone's fingers and say if you're a violin or viola kid or if you're a cello and bass kid. I don't think they do that anymore, but
I don't think they can.
We were definitely both violin or viola, right?
I was cello.
What?
It was the only one where you could sit. It was awesome.
But you have a runner's body.
I don't
you
know.
Got, you got
to
fix.
You don't have to be overweight to play the cello.
I don't. No, look, I agree. Yeah, but you have thick fingers. I've never noticed that.
I don't think. I don't know, man.
All right.
Seem normal.
Yeah. Okay. Well, mine are dainty, apparently. So.
So is that like when you get too drunk and like, or next time you want to insult a guy without insulting, be like, you got violin hands.
Kind of, yeah. I was like a little offended. So I was a little kid for fifth grader, a small, yeah.
I guess that's all I'm saying is I've never seen a viola in my life after fourth grade, but apparently they were huge. Maybe it's just big viola. They're pushing them, so
the lobby.
they know
on our kids.
Yeah, exactly. So, no, Sean, that's all I got. It was cool though. The opera singing, I enjoyed it. But I couldn't tell if Mike was crying or sweaty, but,
yeah,
it was, some people got emotional there.
John, I've never been to the opera. Have you?
I really want to say yes, because I feel like it makes me seem so much cultured. But,
oh, yeah.
Oh, totally. No, I've never been.
I think the trick is you buy your own tuxedo, and then you look for events to go to wear the tuxedo. Like, you spend, like $2,000 on a tuxedo, and you're just like, well, I got to get my money's worth out of this.
Fair.
And, like, there's a few places you can go. It's, like, galas and, like, the opera.
Yeah.
And there you go.
That's
Haley. Haley's sick.
Oh, yeah. Haley's sick. We'll see what happens. I guess they probably have a day off, so maybe if she can kind of get back by the next day.
Kyle has an episode, so.
Kyle's allegedly sick. Haley's actually sick. So, Sean, you want to get into awards here?
Yes. All right. Awards. My winner is Luca. Because Sandy eventually takes his side regarding the deckhands not helping with dinner. He's having sex with Jess. And yep. Nat still wants him. Nat's still texting him.
Yep.
Did we find out what happened with the boyfriend?
No, I don't think so. I think we'll probably find out, because I think we saw a trailer. It said she comes back at some point.
Comes back for a night out. Yeah. So, I'm guessing, like, she likes attention. So maybe she's just still trying to be with both guys. But regardless, Luca, everything's coming up, Luca. And I love the way he handled Amish. Just no nonsense. Yeah.
No, that was really good. I actually think Luca's crushing the season. So, that's really good. I actually had Chef Jack.
Okay.
The guests really like what they had. Interior is having their problems. Exterior is having their problems. Chef Jack's just a one man band, and he's pretty much crushing it. So it's good on him.
He's the rock. The rock of interior. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No one really ever sends anything back. I mean, there was the thing with eggs at the beginning, which isn't a big deal. He's been a pretty good chef, and I think Sandy brings him back if he's available.
I hope so, actually. Yeah. I really like Chef Jack.
Yeah.
John, who'd you have losing?
It's actually, I looked for a while for like losing, because I thought nobody really looked great in this episode, maybe except Jack and Luca, but it's just Lily. She's just not picking it up. So it's tough on her. I think she's in a tough spot where she's coming in at a kind of crunch time. And maybe she wasn't given the training she needs, but I also think she's could have done a lot better job kind of picking up the torch and running with it.
I was trying to defend her earlier in the episode, and I still believe some of that, but I have no faith she's going to get better next charter. And that's kind of a problem, right?
Yeah.
Like, she takes that talk Sandy has with her. She's just like, oh God, like, this sucks. Not like, I can do it. I can get better. She's just like defeated. Yeah. I had Toomey losing. I don't want to do a full pile on her tonight, but, look, Captain Sandy, Chief Stews really come out unscathed, right? You know, Hannah got fired. Natasha last year was a disaster of a human. You know, Katie Flood was good, but like wasn't brought back. But like, regardless, at least Hannah was like fun. Hannah was a blast, and big expectations for Toomey this year, and. Just being honest, she's not that having that much fun on camera.
Yeah, I'm really having a hard time. Sean, you're obviously, anyone who's a football fan will appreciate this. So the NFL has a quarterback problem. If you don't have a good quarterback, your team's not good. If you have a good quarterback, your team's good. I think in below deck, if you have a good Chief Stew, you're going to have a good season. And I just mean like from a entertainment standpoint.
Yeah.
And so like, I just don't think Toomey is a good chief stew from a TV perspective. And so how can you have a great season when that's the case? Daisy, pretty good, really good. She's been great. So those seasons have all been great, but we just have another mediocre season where we don't have that great chief stew that checks all the boxes from a TV perspective. And so it's really tough to, you know, get super into this season and past seasons of certain Below Decks.
Yeah. Daisy's obviously ahead of her. I'd put Aisha and Frazier ahead of her too, as far as the current chief stews.
Yep.
She's in fourth place. I did not think I'd be saying that when the season was announced, but here we are. So I don't know. Maybe they give her another chance. I just don't think she's having fun. That's the main thing, right?
I think she's really concerned with looking good, which isn't a bad thing, but I think she's so concerned with looking good and maybe being professional that she's kind of losing the instance of you're also on a TV show.
Yeah. And we're with Below Deck Down Under, when you're the second stew, there's less pressure on you, so you can kind of just be yourself.
Yeah.
And here we are. So what do we think? We think like four more episodes? I have no idea.
Probably. This is 12, right? So we've got maybe 13, 14, 15, 16. I mean, that still is going to take us to 13, 14. I mean, that's going to take us till mid to end of
January, right?
January, and then maybe a reunion.
Yeah. I think everyone will find out next week at the end of the episode. When we get the trailer for the following episode, it'll either say, it's not going to say next week, it's not going to be in Christmas. It'll either say January 1st or January 8th.
Yeah.
That'd be two week gap would be weird, but
happens. Kids are off from school.
New Year's Day.
So
a lot of college football on, the Sugar Bowl.
Yep.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see.
Yeah. I'm a Rose Bowl guy. So. All right, Sean. Thanks, everybody. Appreciate you for listening. Sean, I saw the Overboard Pod Twitter account had like 1,500 followers.
Oh, it's growing.
Yeah,
absolutely growing.
Everybody jump on board, as the kids say. Smash that subscribe button, or follow, or tweet, or whatever.
And we have a TikTok as well, which is pretty fun too. Yeah, so we're at Overboard_pod on TikTok. Yeah. No, the Twitter, I think the key is we don't tweet that often, but when we do, it's good.
Yeah, it's a quality over quantity.
Yeah, like I don't, it's, we just tweet about Below Deck the entire time. That's really it. And
you want to get into politics, Sean? Maybe into wars and climate change?
We don't even do like the Happy Arbor Day, everyone. Like, we're obviously pro trees, but we stick to the one subject we know.
Yep.
And we do that, but not even too much.
Yep.
It was just enough. Yeah. So
love it. Love it. All right. All right, Sean. Everybody, thanks for listening. Sean, take us out.
Everyone, we'll see you next week. Bon voyage.